You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Soriano.
Let go and let God, always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load, let go and let God.
Hi, this is Art Soriano, and welcome to this episode of Let Go and Let God. So, did you have a good week? More importantly, did you find the time to pray to Jesus? There's nothing more important than prayer, for it's through prayer that we build a relationship with the Lord, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and we let Him handle them, which lets us live our lives without worries, fears, or stress. Years ago, I had no relationship with the Lord because I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. Luckily, in 2010, through a series of events that took place in my life, no doubt generated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was Jesus watches us all the time. And whether we realize it or not, Jesus is always there for us 24/7, and all we ever have to do is reach out to Him through prayer. When we do, He's always there to help us with our needs, guide us, and take us to where He wants us to be. On today's show, we will talk about something so simple, so easy to understand, yet something that most of us typically ignore and don't think about. Today's topic is, we are all blessed. Most of us, while dealing with our day-to-day lives, tend to focus on what we want, what we don't have, and what others have that we do not. We hardly, if at all, think about what we have, and worse yet, we don't take the time to thank the Lord. I can assure you, all of us have many things to be thankful for, but we allow our minds to concentrate on the negative thoughts of what we don't have, and we don't take the time to appreciate what we do have. We see a family member or friend with a much bigger home than ours, or nicer and newer car, or a better job that pays a lot more money than our salary, and so on. Why? The answer is simple. We don't take a moment to realize that we are all blessed. It's true that life isn't fair, but there's an old saying, if we threw our problems in a pile and saw everyone else's, we'd take our problems back. When we look at others and what they have, we tend to only see what we want to see. But I can assure you that even the wealthiest people have problems. We just don't see them. No, we have to understand and accept that we are all blessed. Now, here's a simple exercise to prove my point. Take a moment and just think about all the positive things we do have. We can write them down, which is even better, because we'll have a list we can look at. But think about all we have. What talents do we have? Are we married and have a spouse? Do we have children? Do we have a job? Can we pay our bills? Is our health okay? Do we have a place to live? I will bet if we give this some serious thought, we will find ourselves with many more things we never even thought of. The reason for this is simple. We are all blessed. So stop focusing on what we don't have and start appreciating what we do have, because we are all blessed. Understanding how the Lord blesses each of us with His gifts is another step in living life as a Christian. Our topic today is, we are all blessed. When we spend most of our idle time thinking about what we don't have or what a neighbor has that we do not, we make two serious mistakes. The first one is, we're using negative energy, and this will please the devil, who I can assure everyone, if we allow him, will get us to the point of complete sadness, because through his efforts, we will think of all the things we don't have. That's not good for any of us. The second reason we should never ignore what we have been blessed with is that it's not Christian, and in no way are we pleasing our Lord. If we truly believe that God has given us life and that each of us is unique, we must also accept that God has blessed us with many wonderful things to allow us to enjoy our lives. We must believe in our hearts that we are all blessed and never lose sight of that. The first song I'm going to play today has a nice message. The song is called "Giving is Much Better Than to Receive." When I wrote this song, I thought of how I feel when I give a gift to someone and how I enjoy the act of giving much more than receiving. In the song verses, we hear how too many people are oblivious to the needs of others and only think about their own needs. Then in the chorus, the joy we experience when we give to others and what a wonderful feeling it is. The words in the chorus are, "Giving is a feeling that comes from your heart. The Lord says to give, for we shall not want. Giving helps so many, all those who are in need. Giving is much better than to receive." Please listen now to my song, "Giving is Much Better Than to Receive."
Many in this world have so much they could share. Some just don't see the need, others just don't care. But when we learn to give, we find the meaning of love. For every good gift comes from God above. God taught us all to love and to give. Open your heart, it's how we should live. Giving is a feeling that comes from your heart. The Lord says to give, but we shall not want. Giving helps so many, all those who are in need. Giving is much better. Someone in need and give without doubt. More than doing good, it's an act of God. Don't ask if you should, it's how you do your part. Those who give are happier in life. Open your eyes and take. Much better. shall not want. Giving help so many, all those who are in need. Giving is much better than to receive.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. We're talking more about today's topic. We are all blessed. Each of us needs to understand that as Christians, we must recognize all that our Lord has provided for us, and we must show our appreciation. One way we do that is through prayer. When we pray to Jesus, we should always begin by telling Him how much we love Him and how grateful we are for all He has given to us. We need to be sincere, and when we tell the Lord we're grateful, we can be specific about what we are thankful for. We should thank the Lord for our loved ones, such as our spouse, our children, and grandchildren. We should thank Him for our friends and the important things in our life, such as our job, our home, and so on. We should also be thankful for whatever talents He has blessed us with, whether we use those talents as our profession or a hobby. When we pray, open up to Jesus and let Him know that we don't mean to take these blessings for granted and that we are truly grateful for all He does for us. The more we show the Lord how much we appreciate what we have, the more inclined He will be to bless us with even more things. That's not the reason we show our thanks. But it is true that the more that we demonstrate how grateful we are for all the blessings He has bestowed on us, the better chance we'll have to receive more from our Lord. We should also acknowledge the blessings we see that the Lord has provided to others, and we can thank Him for that. Our aunt had cancer, but after receiving the proper treatment, she is now cancer-free. That is a blessing, and we should be thankful. So we can thank the Lord for that as well. Also know that throughout each day we receive from the Lord many blessings without even realizing it. Like avoiding that huge traffic jam and getting to work on time. We just happened to hear the traffic report at the right time and we were able to take an alternate route. That was a blessing from the Lord. If we think about it, we would discover that we have many of these types of blessings from our Lord every day. So as we go throughout our week, remember to thank Jesus for all that we have and show Him how grateful we are. Let Him know how much we love Him and be sure to pray to Him for others, for their needs, and show thanks for what the Lord has done for them. When we do, we begin to lead a happier life because we become more aware of what we have and concentrate less on what we don't have. Always remember, we are all blessed. Understanding how the Lord blesses each and every one of us is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is, we are all blessed. We've all heard the phrase, count your blessings. Well, this is exactly what each of us needs to do. When we look at the gifts we have received from our Lord and show Him our thanks, we are counting our blessings. We should never take what the Lord has provided us for granted and instead be thankful because we are all blessed. In the Bible it says, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14, "But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you will be blessed. Have no fear of them, nor be troubled." This Bible verse tells us that we are all blessed, even when we are facing a difficulty, because the Lord is there to help us get through it, because we are all blessed. The next song I'm going to play is a worship song that acknowledges our Lord is always there for us. The song is called Always. In the verses, we hear about the comfort the Lord brings us through His love and devotion. And then in the chorus, the many ways the Lord is always there for us. Please listen now to my song, Always.
Always, I hear you always. Always, I hear you always.
Always, I hear you, Lord. Always, I feel you, Lord. Always be near me, Lord. I hear you, I feel you,
Art will be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, today we celebrate the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul. In the Gospel, we hear that Jesus has appeared to the apostles once again and is having breakfast with them. When they're finished, he talks to Simon Peter and asks him three times if he loves him. Each time, Simon Peter answers yes, but with each time he answers, Jesus gives a different command. First telling Simon Peter, "Feed my lambs." The second time, "Tend my sheep." And the third time, Jesus tells him, "Feed my sheep." Simon Peter is a bit confused, but listens. Jesus ends the conversation telling him to follow me. The point of the gospel is that after denying him the night of the Last Supper three times, Jesus is now letting Simon Peter know that he once again acknowledges his love and accepts him. I chose for today Psalm 34, "Taste and see the goodness of the Lord." This psalm acknowledges God's goodness and as Christians, our obligation to trust Him and give Him our love. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 34, "Taste and see the goodness of the Lord."
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see the goodness of the goodness of. The goodness of the Lord.
Art will be right back.
Attention small business owners. If you want to grow your business, gain more referrals, or increase your profits, contact Fresh Media Works today. They utilize the latest technology to generate sales quickly and easily. With Fresh Media Works' groundbreaking marketing plan, you can increase your business by 10%, 20%, or more. Don't wait. Improve your sales and profits now. Just call Fresh Media Works at 713-269-4620, 713-269-4620, or visit freshmediaworks.com. Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, Why Go to Church? A churchgoer wrote a letter to the editor of the newspaper and complained that it made no sense to go to church every Sunday. I've gone for 30 years now, he wrote, and in that time, I've heard something like 3,000 sermons, but for the life of me, I can't remember a single one of them, so I think I'm wasting my time and the pastors are wasting theirs by giving sermons at all. This started a real controversy in the Letters to the Editor column, much to the delight of the editor. It went on for weeks until someone wrote this clincher. I've been married for 30 years now. In that time, my wife has cooked some 32,000 meals, but for the life of me, I can't recall the entire menu for a single one of those meals, but I do know this, they all nourished me and gave me the strength I needed to do my work. If my wife had not given me these meals, I would be physically dead today. Likewise, if I had not gone to church for nourishment, I would be spiritually dead today. When you are down to nothing, God is up to something. Faith sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. Thank God for our physical and our spiritual nourishment. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go and let God.